Chapter 6, What Happens After the Offer is Made. After you make your offer, one of three things happens. Your offer is accepted, your offer is rejected, they do nothing, or they make a counteroffer. If HUD makes a counteroffer, HUD rarely makes counteroffers, so don't expect this to happen often. Because of this, HUD homes are different from other kinds of investing in that when you make your offer, there won't be as much lowballing, countering, and negotiating back and forth afterward like you typically might expect when buying investment properties from an individual or through a realtor on a bank-owned property. But if they make a counteroffer, you can either come back with a slightly higher price or stay firm where you are. However, if the numbers work, you could accept their counteroffer. Check your numbers again and increase your bid only if you're certain you'll still have a desirable profit when you're done and that your market value and repair estimates are accurate. If HUD rejects your offer, if your offer is rejected, don't worry about it. There are plenty of other deals out there for you to find. And remember, this is a numbers game. The more offers you make, the more chances you have of getting a deal. You may have to make 40, 50, or even 100 offers before one is accepted. So really, the name of the game is seeing how quickly you can make an offer, not only in terms of hours or days, but how much time you spend working on it. With the bidding and submission process as easy as it is, there's no excuse not to crank out offers quickly. You have nothing to lose, and making offers on HUD homes alone is not a full-time job. A good way to motivate yourself to make enough offers is to set a goal of how many you'll make in the next month, week, and per day. Then keep a tally of how many you make on a piece of paper or in some way that you will be constantly reminded of your goal and can track your progress. You can use my spreadsheet that I've included as a bonus in this book, as previously mentioned. Take a little time to celebrate each time you make an offer, and it won't seem like such a long distance until you get your deal. Celebrate the small victories. If HUD accepts your offer, if your offer is accepted, then your agent will receive an email notifying them that the offer has been accepted. Attached to the email will be the contract package containing several items of paperwork that you must sign and send back to them. The cover page mentions the closing attorney's name that HUD will be using and the expiration date for the offer. You'll see the sales contract, some extra addendums about mold and other things that are self-explanatory, and a pamphlet for you as required by law. It will also explain HUD's forfeiture and extension policy and guidelines for your earnest money, which we have already covered. Sign these in blue ink. Yes, at the time of this writing, you really do have to sign using a blue pen. Black will not suffice. And send it back along with your earnest money and proof of funds letter if you are financing the purchase. If you're qualifying for a mortgage, you will have had to submit an application to your lender already and will have received a pre-qualification letter. This will give you a good amount of confidence knowing in advance that you can get the financing you will need to fund your purchase. When making offers, having a pre-approval letter looks stronger than having a pre-qualification letter because the financing is more certain. A pre-approval means that you have submitted documentation that verifies the information submitted on your application. This way, the lender knows you can actually qualify. A pre-qualification letter is the same thing, except it is subject to your lender verifying all of the information that you submitted on your application. The easiest way to get a proof of funds letter is from a hard money lender or transaction funding lender if you are purchasing the property for investment. Also, a transaction funding lender is a lender that will loan you the money to be able to close on the transaction so you can sell it to your buyer immediately. These funds are used when you are wholesaling a property to another investor the same day as you bought it. A hard money lender is used when you will be buying the property to fix it up yourself. They typically charge a higher interest rate and points. However, it is a lot cheaper than having to bring in a partner. Once you are approved, they will write a verification on the letterhead saying something to the effect of, "You are approved for a loan of up to 70% of the after-repaired value of a qualifying property's value, or something similar. My good friend Wendy Sweet is a hard money lender, and she actually works in the same office as I do. She only does loans for investors in North and South Carolina at this point, but she is the best in the business. If you live in the Carolinas or want to buy a property as an investor in the Carolinas, then you should contact her. Her website is www.carolinahardmoney.com. If you are bidding on short sales or other listed properties, it would be a bigger deal regarding how specific and solid your proof of funds letter is. But there's no credibility factor in HUD's process for accepting offers. They accept or reject offers based on price alone, not how solid your financing is. If you are paying cash, a bank statement or snapshot of your bank balance can prove that you have the funds to close. You can also provide something proving that you have a line of credit to draw from. We will cover a lot more on financing in a future chapter. Walkthrough of the contract package and forms. For your convenience, this section will show you the paperwork package currently required to fill out when submitting an offer on a HUD home and a brief explanation of each item. You can download the entire packet in PDF format from the Addendums tab on the property details page for any HUD home listed for sale at hudhomestore.com. The first item is the instructions for filling out the sales contract. This shows a line-by-line breakdown of the questions on the sales contract you'll fill out to submit your offer. After that, you will see a blank copy of the sales contract as you would fill in the blanks in real life, followed by its second page, a reiteration of the conditions and guidelines you're acknowledging that you understand and commit to follow. Examples of these are shown on the following pages. The next addendum acknowledges that you're submitting your bid electronically, online, that you understand your responsibilities and certify that nothing has been falsified. The next form does not need to be filled out. It's just a statement telling you what your rights are and why you may want to get a home inspection prior to purchase and what to test for. You will fill out and turn in this next addendum if you intend to buy the property as an owner-occupant and live in it as your personal residence. I strongly suggest that you never try to deceive HUD, your agent, and the title company if you are not truly buying it for this purpose. This is fraud and you could go to jail. This next form explains the rules and nuances regarding your earnest money deposit and what happens if you fail to close. Make sure that you take this seriously and understand your rights and the consequences of not closing on time or not closing at all. This next document, shown on the following page, explains your rights to request for an extension if for some reason you can't close on the property within the promised time frame. Keep in mind that HUD is not guaranteeing that they will allow an extension just because you ask for one. They approve these on a case-by-case basis. So do all you can to get your financing lined up in advance so this does not happen except in rare occasions. Note that there are also fees to pay each day that the closing is delayed. They're not exorbitant, but can get into hundreds if things slide 5 to 10 days. We have done this and continue to do this if needed when our buyer is not ready to close. I would rather pay a couple of $100 to delay the closing instead of paying for the entire property and holding it until my buyer closes with me. Trust me, you will understand this policy when you're selling houses yourself. The next two pages are the form HUD has you sign to make sure that they have disclosed everything to you about the condition of the property. They are not agreeing to do any repairs to the house, and you are buying it as is. Lastly, there's an addendum for you to read over and acknowledge that you understand the property may have mold or radon gas. They have you sign this for every home, and it doesn't mean your particular deal is more or less likely to have these toxic items. Just know that it might and that a thorough inspection by a professional will uncover them prior to closing. More paperwork. There will be more documents depending on the deal, the age of the property, the state the property is located in, and other factors. There may be a lead-based paint disclosure, an attorney preference disclosure, and or insurance preference disclosure, or any of a number of other documents. Your real estate agent will have them if there are any other required by HUD, so don't worry about having to create any of your own documents. What if there is a mistake in the paperwork? If for whatever reason you find out that the paperwork you submitted with your offer was filled out incorrectly, your agent can log in as a bidder and make or request the necessary changes. Ideally, you will find incorrect changes before HUD gets back to you, so your contract has a chance of being accepted that day. It may be that the buyer's name was incorrect or different in the print than in the signature, or was signed in black ink or whatever. Worst case, the change will not be accepted and your contract will be turned down. In this case, HUD will put the property back on their website for bids, so you simply resubmit your offer the next day online just like before and you will have another chance to be the winning bidder. We have had to do this several times for one reason or another. Also, sometimes your paperwork will go through an agent at HUD who overlooks things or thinks you did something wrong on the paperwork even when you did not. They'll kick these back to you, reject your written contract, and refund your earnest money deposit to you. The house goes back on the market and you lose nothing. So it's not the end of the world, but you should just expect it to happen from time to time if you're doing multiple deals. Your realtor can ask for that person's supervisor and ask them to re-examine the offer and package, and hopefully they will accept it. Sometimes mistakes are made like this with no rhyme or reason. HUD is overwhelmed and sometimes things slip through the cracks, or perhaps the person assigned to the file is new and made a mistake. Due diligence. Once you get the property under contract and all the paperwork has been sent into HUD, now it is time to start your due diligence. I call due diligence separating facts from opinions. What I mean by this is, although a realtor or someone else has told you what the after repaired value will be, what the neighborhood is like, or what the repairs may run, due diligence is when you get validation from professionals and from doing your own research, as we will cover in this section. Below are the things we do to perform our due diligence. We will go through each one of them one at a time. We do not always do all of these on every property. You will have to decide which methods of due diligence that you do. For example, if we are going to get 3 rehab estimates and an after repaired value appraisal, then we may not get a comparative market analysis. Online comps. There are many websites that you can go to for what we call online comps. These are websites like cyberhomes.com, zillow.com, and ePraisal.com. All of these sites can give you the evaluation of what they think the property value is. This is a good indicator. However, it will not always give you an accurate valuation. For example, Zillow is known for giving values that are higher than actual values. So for this reason, I do not use Zillow for their value estimation. I use them only to find out the property sales history and sales history of similar properties. When I use Zillow, I look up the sold properties similar to the property I am buying. That way, I see actual properties that have already sold and what they sold for, instead of relying on what Zillow says they think it is worth. Neighborhood analysis. The next thing you will want to do is look at the neighborhood. Remember, you should stay out of the war zones, as a lot of people call them. These are areas that have high crime rates and high unemployment. All cities of a decent size have these kinds of areas. When you are buying out of town or out of state from where you live, it is important to know the type of neighborhood the property is in, since you may not be familiar with the city or state. For this research, I use websites like crimereports.com, zipskinny.com, spot neighborhoodcrime.com and neighborhoodscout.com. In doing your neighborhood analysis, it is also important to ask a lot of questions to everyone you talk to about the property as well. When you are talking to realtors, home inspectors, rehab contractors, and appraisers, always ask them what they think of the neighborhood. Some of the questions I ask a realtor when I get them on the phone is, how much work does it need? How long has it been on the market? Have you had many offers? How is the market there? Would this be a better rental property or better as a fixer-upper to retail? Do you get many listings like this? Do you have any other properties I need to make an offer on today? Let me tell you a little bit about what we do. The realtors we work with on a regular basis love us because, do you mind if I get your email address so we can stay in touch and I can buy more houses from you? Do you have an automatic email notification list you could put me on to get new listing email alerts? Rent comps. If you are either going to rent out your HUD home or you are going to sell it to someone who will rent it out, it is important to know the potential rent that can be expected from the property. For this, we also ask the realtor, but we also use sites like rentometer.com and hotpads.com. Most landlords expect at least 1% per month in rents, but in today's market, I expect at least 2% and try to get as close as I can to 3%. The higher the price of the property, the harder this is to do. To figure out what 1% per month would be, simply take the cost you will have in the property, then multiply it by 0.01. For example, if you have a total of $50,000 invested in your property after you purchase it and make the necessary repairs, then 1% would be $500 per month in rents. Comparative market analysis. A comparative market analysis is done by a real estate agent to determine the possible selling price in order to come up with a listing price for the potential seller. They basically look at similar sold properties in the area to determine what they think your property will sell for. A CMA is a good indication of what a property will sell for. However, it is not as detailed as an appraisal. Contractor estimates. As previously mentioned, HUD has their own property condition report, or PCR, which you can download from their website. However, I suggest you get your own as well. You can get a rehab contractor to give you an estimate for making any necessary repairs. You can find one in any area in any state by going to a website like ReliableRemodeler.com, NeedContractor.com, or ServiceMagic.com. These are a few of the websites we use to find reputable contractors. These websites basically have contractors apply to get listed on their website so they can get leads of people who are wanting to have repairs and improvements done to their homes. The contractors are typically pre-screened. They are also licensed, bonded, and insured. The lead-generating websites mentioned above usually require this. Once you go to the website and enter your project, there are three contractors who will receive your contact information and job description that you posted on the website. Because the contractors are paying for your contact information, they are usually fast at getting in touch with you. We usually get a call within minutes. We have found some of our best contractors on these websites. One of the things we usually tell the contractor is whether or not this property will be repaired to be used as a rental or as a property that will be retailed to a new owner-occupant. We do this because you remodel a house differently depending on what you will be doing with it. For example, if a house was a fairly nice home and we planned on retailing it, we may put in granite countertops. However, if it was a rental property, we would probably use a laminate countertop. After repaired value, ARV, appraisal. You may want to get an appraisal performed, depending on what you would be doing with the property. If you will be wholesaling it or retailing it, then you will be getting an appraisal. you will be getting an ARV or after repaired value appraisal done. Also, if you are getting any kind of financing done by a lender, then they will be ordering an appraisal. An appraisal is done by a licensed appraiser. You can find one by asking the real estate agent or by going to a site like appraisalloft.com or appraisalinstitute.org. If you are getting financing from a lender, such as a rehab loan, better known as a hard money loan, or an FHA 203K loan, they will order their own appraisal to determine the value of the property once repaired. HUD may have already had a home appraisal done, but it is rare that you can use the existing one as your own if you are qualifying for a loan. Your lender will want their preferred appraiser to give his opinion and will order a new one to ensure that the results are recent and done by one of their approved appraisers. If you are going to keep the property as a rental and are paying cash, then you may or may not even order an appraisal. The choice is up to you. However, if you are just getting started investing in real estate, you may want to get an appraisal done just to validate the value before you close. Home inspection. You could also get a home inspection if you wanted to. A home inspection is performed by a licensed home inspector. You can find them in any city, in any state, by going to AmericanHomeInspectorDirectory.com or by asking any local realtor. They usually have a short list of home inspectors that they have worked with in the past. The home inspector's primary job is to identify any safety issues. They will tell you this. However, they are also able to identify any items that either do not work or will need to be replaced or repaired in the near future. We do not typically get a home inspection done unless it is a very expensive house and we want to make sure that our rehab contractors didn't miss anything in performing their rehab estimates.